Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, out of Tampa Bay, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as it does every night, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes out specifically for our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there going coast to coast, border to border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail around. Saw one of them yesterday at lunch, and hello to the guys out of the bulk mail center here right behind me over at the airport, Tampa Airport. Now, the suicide jockeys also hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Let's not forget we also have got our Amazon warehouse folks listening to us and our Amazon drivers, too, and we thank you very much for all of that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's social media website. We're on Twitter as Captain's America, Captain at an S, America, all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that we have to offer, and I'm sure that you'll be excited when you do, and you'll see something you just might like. All right. In the meantime, out to California, we do go, trucking away over the mountains and over the river and through the woods to Kyle's house we go. Ha ha! The professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Over the river and through the woods to Kyle's house we go. All righty. Well, the gang is up and at it. We got a beautiful night here, 70 degrees. Partly cloudy. I don't think you could ask for much better weather right now this time of the year.
Well, that's right. It sounds like it, absolutely.
Yep, it's shorts weather. And by the way, a lot of people down here still on vacation and hanging around after the football games and whatnot that were played over the weekend. And I guess there's still some shell shockness because yesterday I started to see some Buffalo Bills jerseys around. Not necessarily for the player. I think his number was number 3. But Josh Allen shirts and other Buffalo Bills shirts, so people are showing their support to this young man who's still in a hospital room in critical condition.
Well, that's right, Captain. I think as well, all the different NFL teams changed their social media banner to his jersey number, and that was a show, again, of solidarity, really an outpouring of a lot of support, love, and good wishes and prayers.
Yep. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to go right to the chase tonight because the House adjourned yesterday after having three tries at electing a speaker. And each time, Kevin McCarthy lost a few more votes along the way. So he started out and then lost votes along the way. A person who spoke right up and said, I don't want to be the speaker, and nominated MacArthur, and that's Jim Jordan. They were trying to get him in, and that's not going to work because he says, I don't want it.
Yeah, he says, I don't want it. In fact, Captain, he stood up there and nominated Kevin McCarthy for speaker.
Sure did.
It can't be any more clear to these holdouts who are literally, from what we understand, Captain, changing the game and moving the goalposts at every single opportunity. In fact, the resounding question has been, what will it take to get you to support Kevin McCarthy for speaker? And at every turn, we understand the answer is crickets. Silence. There's no real answer to that. It's incredibly frustrating, but on top of that, Captain, it's incredibly embarrassing for the first day of this new Congress for the GOP. They're absolutely writing the campaign commercials going into 2024 if this continues like it is.
Well, this is a well-concerted effort, in part by the Democratic Party, disinformation, misinformation being tossed into the pot with the media and being wrapped up around some of the comments that people may have said, but they haven't said it the way the media is putting it out there, to intentionally skew what we're hearing. And if anybody's out there and doesn't believe what I'm saying, then they are not paying attention to what's being said. If you don't believe me, go find out what somebody actually said on the congressional floor. Word for word, item for item, you can find out, and then look and see what the paper put down they said.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, Captain, you have a candidate, Kevin McCarthy, who's receiving a vast majority of the votes. You've got Jim Jordan, who received some, I think, 19 votes by those who are seeking to have their agendas put forth. Also, evidently looking to get Plum Committee chairperson assignments and so forth. All of this going on, but disunity is the story of the day, unfortunately.
That's right, and we're going to get into more of that when we come back, folks, as we're going to spend the next segment of the program on it. There's too much to not talk about tonight when it comes to this. People need to understand that you are being hoodwinked again by the mainstream media and their pals, some of them Democrats, some of them Republican. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I have been taking Relief Factor every day without failure for over 9 years. I take it for one simple reason. It works. It absolutely, positively works for me. Now, I have problems with my legs and my ankles and my feet swelling up, with getting a bunch of pain in there, too. It's also a circulation problem. But because of the inflammation that's involved, this product will actually work and help and reduce the swelling. I've never seen anything quite like it. I take it in the morning. With breakfast, you should take it with a meal, get it in your system, and get it in there. And if you need it again, you don't take it until it's time for your next meal, whenever that would be, whether it's lunch or whether it's a supper or whatever. That's when you take it again, because it works best when you take it with food. But here's the deal. It's all natural. There's no narcotics in this at all. It's all natural, 100% drug-free. And Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that my doctor told me was a great thing to do, because it helps the body to reduce inflammation over time. And to get the best results, you need to take it every day. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. So to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise or everyday living or whatever the problem is you've got going on, could be an old war injury or a on-the-job injury or whatever, I want you to check out Relief Factor in a 3-week quick start. It will go right straight to the source of the pain and alleviate it. Now, the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 3-week $19.95 quick start. That's what they call it, the 1995 3-week quick start. Order that, take it the way it says to take it, get started on it right away, and see if it doesn't work for you. If it does, guess what? You just found your own new best friend. You keep that pain and that swelling and that discomfort under control so you can manipulate and operate. You know what I mean, those of you that are having trouble trying to move around. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Because as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. Bingo Rooter. All right. Now, Mr. Kyle, we definitely have got a situation going on in America where you can't believe a lot of things that come out of Washington, D.C. or your state capitals, because there is so much misinformation and disinformation that's skewing the regular conversations that people are having, correct?
Sure, of course.
You hear it every day in California, right?
Right.
Well, I hear it over here because of our governor, Ron DeSantis, and somebody will start and put something on and say, did you hear what Ron DeSantis said? He just said this, that, and the other, and you get people started, you know, in these different chat rooms and whatnot, and he never said anything at all like what the person said he said. And they're doing it not only with our governor, Ron DeSantis, because he is so popular, they're doing it with Rona McDaniel. And they're doing it with now with Kevin McCarthy. They've been doing it with other people that, again, don't warrant this. For example, Marco Rubio, who actually has done a fairly good job as senator. So hasn't Rick Scott. And they've gone after them, too, with their disinformation and their misinformation campaigns. But you got to understand who the they is. It's not just Democrats. It's the swamp. And the swamp is made up of Republicans and Democrats. And what's the one thing they all have in common, Kyle?
What's that?
They've made a lot of money in politics by doing the things they've done. They've made a lot of money for themselves, not for their constituents, for themselves.
Well, but what do you think when you hear the implications that that Kevin McCarthy somehow is a swamp creature, and this is why you have the sort of hardcore element that is opposing his speakership?
What do I say? Name one thing that he's done that would lead you to believe that.
Yeah, good.
Tell
good
me
answer,
what it is. Tell
answer,
me what yeah. it is. Name one thing that he's done that would tell you that you believe that. One thing, they can't do it. They can't
no,
do it.
And it seems that this, again, politics in many ways, Captain, is about trying to get people to get together. It seems like this particular faction of very hardline Republicans are actually sort of driving away any real possibility of having some kind of consensus. The Democrats, of course, Hakeem Jeffries, I think, was quoted earlier as saying words to the effect that they weren't going to help get a speaker elected, basically, for the Republicans. And not participate in their dysfunction or some words to that effect. But the Republicans certainly can get a speaker elected if they can come to some kind of agreement here. But it seems to me that the people who are holding out are just doing this without even worrying about the fact that there could be a Democrat speaker here before too long if this continues.
And why is that?
Well, because, again, I think they are so galvanized into their point of view and to what they believe is their agenda, as opposed to realizing. And, again, also, Captain, you know, there's this quote that's floating around out there now from Ronald Reagan that we're seeing in part of the coverage here, and that is Reagan talking about someone who agrees with you, just sort of paraphrasing here, 80% of the time is really your friend and your ally. They're not your 20% enemy or something like that. Again, Reagan understood this idea. When you get people to the table, if everybody can come away with something, then you're making a good deal. But that's how you get deals done. You can't simply be, nope, my way or the highway.
I know that. And unfortunately, you have rhinos. Now, those are Republicans in name only, and these are men. Because the women are now known as rhinettes.
Just equal opportunity rhinoism. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we decided at lunch yesterday at Mission Barbecue, those of us that were there, that we would start calling the women rhinettes. And we've got two or three of them involved in this group, and they absolutely, positively are working against America.
Well, their interests are so far overshadowing, and I mean by that their personal interests. I want to be on this committee. I want to chair that committee. I want my name in the news. I'm the mover. I'm the shaker. And, you know, Captain, you know, you often talk about the idea of teamwork, about being a team, and onward and upward we all go. This kind of thing, this concept is actually what gets success. And not simply me, me, me. This is a big difference we're seeing here today.
Leo is chiming in down in Miami, and he's basically saying that he agrees with us, and he's thanking us for being on the air. He says, for the past couple of weeks, most of the stations down by him have been all reruns. We've been live the whole time.
Well, that's right. Exactly. We're happy to be, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
And we're also happy to tell you the truth. Instead of sitting here and make up all this crap that's just going around right now, this is the problem. You got people out there that are supposed to be elected officials representing their people and are supposed to be doing what their people have sent them to do. And I can tell you that in the cases of two people here in Florida, they are not doing and operating in the best interest of what their people that elected them to go to Washington, D.C. for sent them there for. They're not doing what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because the people did not vote for chaos. They did not vote for what we saw on Tuesday. In fact, Captain, it's going to make a lot of people angry, and they're going to give the Democrats the ability to say, they asked for the House, you gave them the House, but they can't even get the House in order. Look what's happening. Yeah. We do a much better job governing. And that's because they get into lockstep. The Democrats actually get into lockstep.
And then they're going to start saying, and you can join with us, you can lead, follow, get out of the way, you can join with us, we have a plan for America, here's our plan, blah, 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 blah. You know, they're acting like as if the Republicans don't even have a plan. What's the plan? Where's their plan? The plan has been out there for months.
Right. Oh, exactly.
Who put it out there first? Rick Scott. It's a 10-point plan. It's a 10-point plan, and it's there. It's been there the whole time. People haven't bothered to look.
Yes, but why give the Democrats the opportunity? Why open the door for them to be able to say things like that and make it stick? Because people see all this confusion and
because communication is part of their problem. Hang on, communication is part of their problem, and they do not want to get out there and get involved into a big time misinformation, disinformation thing back and forth. I get it. I understand it, but it's not the way we want it done. Okay, folks, we're going to break. We'll be right back, bottom of the hour, right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is still without the votes to become Speaker of the House. Following three rounds of voting, the first time the House has needed more than one to elect a Speaker in a century, Oklahoma Republican Representative Tom Cole made a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn until noon tomorrow.
The question is on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it. The motion is adopted. The House stands adjourned until noon tomorrow.
McCarthy was unable to get the 218 votes needed to become Speaker due to opposition from hardline Republicans. He has vowed to continue fighting for the position, while conservative opponents say they're committed to changing the status quo no matter how many rounds it takes. Arrangements are being made to bring back University of Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger to the state after he waived extradition in Pennsylvania. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And tomorrow, Thursday, it'll be Have Lunch with the Captain Day down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton. Hope to see you there. We'll be putting something up on our Facebook page here about it probably this afternoon. I don't want to put it up too early, but I'll put it up this afternoon. So anyway, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. You heard me talk about the experiences that I've had there, the products that I bought, and how it works for me. Well, if you want a MyPillow right now, one of the patented MyPillows, they're as low as $19.95. They're on sale right now, big time on sale. And you can go over there to the MyPillow.com website. You can go into the radio listener specials page, and you'll see them. Now, that's just part of what you'll see over there. You're going to need to have a promo code. The promo code will always be the word Captain. Yep, Captain, that's me. That's your promo code. You're going to see the six-piece towel set, which is unbelievable because it's not just like a bath towel set. This is like a beach towel that you're getting as the bath towel. The hand towels are about the size of a bath towel, and the washcloths are about twice the size of a washcloth. An unbelievable savings where you save $50 off the price. The original price, $89.98, you get it for $39.98. For a limited time. Now, your promo code will always be Captain. Remember that. And there's plenty of other specials there, too, including the My Slippers. They've got the My Slippers slip-ons for $19.95. Cheapest price ever on those slippers. Now, those are the slip-ons. They're not the little penny loafer types that you put on. They're the slip-ons with that you put them on through your toes. $19.95. So go over to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code Captain, And if you want to call them, you can certainly do that. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call at that number. You'll speak to a live person, and they'll be able to answer any questions you have. Your promo code will always be the word Captain. 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So did Mrs. Professor show up with her MyPillow stuff yet?
No, we're still waiting for it, but it's on its way. We know it shipped, and so I'll be warming up my feet with my MyPillow slippers very, very soon.
Well, be patient, because guess where they came out of? You know where they're located.
Yep, that's right. Oh, that's right, up in Minnesota.
Yep, and they've had storm after storm after storm after storm after storm up there, so they're probably running a little bit slow because of that, but they'll get to you. They'll get to you. And when they do, you'll go, oh, that's so relaxing. Oh,
that's right.
Oh, I can hear it now. Okay. Yep. Now, the NFL has not made any changes to its week number 18 regular schedule season. So at this time, the plan is to kick off the ball on Saturday and Sunday at the times that are slated. But there's no certainty about how and when to resume the Bills-Bengals game, if at all, with DeMar Hamlin's life and health as everyone's number one priority hanging in the balance still.
That's right. Yeah, we don't know when that could be played, as you said, if at all. I think that's very, very, very telling, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame. It meant a lot in the scheme of things as to who would have the best record and go on to play with home field advantage. But they still got one more game to do that, and we'll just see what happens. But out of respect for the young ball player, I do believe you said that, I think, in the first segment, that his number is up on all the websites, number 3, and they're encouraging people to give to his charity. The first day out, they gave $3 million to his charity that he has there for the needy.
That's exactly right, and certainly through this tragedy, this tragic accident, and we, of course, we hope and pray that he makes a full recovery. The outpouring of love and help and just good feelings, good wishes has just been phenomenal. And I think that when he becomes aware of that, it's really going to overwhelm him.
And in lieu of all of this that took place yesterday in D.C., the 3 votes for Speaker, our governor, Florida Governor DeSantis, hit the ground running with his inauguration for his second term in Tallahassee. And he absolutely lambasted Washington, D.C. and the floundering going on there during his inauguration speech as being the perfect example of what dysfunction in government's all about.
Well, that's right. You know, he continues to tout the successes that Florida has had, and he had a pretty good list of them, sort of culminating, Captain, in the idea that Florida is where woke goes to die, and it's very difficult to argue with success.
Well, here's the other thing. Some of these goody-two-shoes, the rhinos and the rhinettes, that's what we're calling them now, the males of the rhinos, the females of the rhinettes. They were all in Donald Trump's corner very heavy up until recently. And now suddenly they want Ron DeSantis to run for president, and they're pushing that mold. And I'm telling you, I do not believe Ron DeSantis is interested in running for president this time. He doesn't want to step on anybody's toes. He's got one more term as governor. He wants to do the best job he can, because if he does, and he does the job that we know he can do, he'll have carte blanche to do whatever he wants to do next, which could be United States senator, which may be where he wants to go, because I believe one of our 2 senators is going to run for the presidency, either Rubio or Rick Scott, or maybe even both.
Well, to run for the presidency, first and foremost, you have to have the fire in the belly to do that. You have to absolutely be driven to it. It's not something that you should go do if it's just, well, it could be, or maybe it's your turn to do it, or something like that. We've seen those kinds of campaigns, and they just don't work. They don't create any energy. And also, Captain, as we get the next few months down the road into 2023, as we head towards 2024, we got to see what the world is like. We have to see what the situation is. We have to see what the American people are going to be focusing on. All that's going to drive who's going to get the nomination.
Yeah, and I am talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and you are listening to us right now on a Wednesday morning. And tomorrow morning we'll be down, have lunch with the captain, 11:30 to 1:30, at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Hope to see you there. Now, the Democrats right now and the Russian election meddling narrative throughout Congress, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We also saw it in the U.S. government, social media, media political attacks at then-President Donald Trump back in 2017.
Right.
They were the nexus for the intelligence community's infiltration at Twitter. They knew if they could get over there and get control of the message at a social media site the size of Twitter, that they could control the narrative.
Oh, interesting. That's right. Well, of course they did. Of course they did. And they ended up doing just that. And it's all unraveling now at this point. Of course, Elon Musk, since the acquisition, Captain, I think is really starting to rattle some cages. And this is why people are trying to rattle his cage.
Well, he is rattling cages. You are absolutely right about that. And kudos to him for doing that, because it needed to be done.
Well, it's certainly trying to. There's a massive correction going on. You know, the previous state of affairs was sort of creating an alternate reality, a reality that was being foisted upon people. But people need to be able to make their own decisions about what reality looks like.
Well, speaking of creating, two men have been arrested in the power substation vandalism attacks in Washington State. Remember the power substation?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Two men have been arrested now on some pretty solid evidence. We're waiting to get more information about it. They'll be making an appearance, I believe, today in court.
Well, that's right. And, of course, these kinds of attacks, Captain, are absolutely, well, they're unacceptable, of course, but we got to look for any deeper ties or any sort of deeper motivations here because it qualifies, in my book, as a terrorist incident.
Well, certainly is when you go after the grid structure like that. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hang in there. All right, folks, we're coming back, and we're going to be doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the roads out there and where all the problems are. There's some problems tonight. Yes, there is. We'll tell you where they're at. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with Kyle Warren.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. Yeah, it's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box at DMC. Now with a tricked out beat, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit on by the DOT and blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. Cause the Lord made the trigger just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. He'll line you out fast. He's working class.
All righty, that's our buddy Leland Martin. He's a working class. We're playing that because everybody's up there on the old northern route tonight, which is where the weather seems to be, unless you want to find some severe thunderstorms and or a tornado or two, and we'll send you down south to find them, because right now Alabama is a place you don't want to be. The same with Louisiana, southern Louisiana and Alabama. There's a bunch of flood warnings and severe thunderstorms bouncing all over the place, and tornado watches that are up down there, too, tornado warnings as well. So be careful. Be careful tonight and pay attention. Leave the weather radio on if you're down in those areas. Now I'm going to read this, and I'm going to give it over to Kyle. Periods of rain and a few severe thunderstorms will move across the southeast and eastern seaboard through Wednesday and areas of the Great Lakes as well as the interior of New England. Snow and ice will accumulate and affect travel. Another Pacific storm is approaching. We'll leave heavy rain. Also, potential for flash flooding, heavy snow for the mountains, and strong winds through Thursday. We can see all of that coming right now. If you're going to be up on I-80, going across Nevada, Reno, and up on top of Donner, you're going to have some interesting weather for the next 24 hours. So stay advised of what's going on up here. I wouldn't be surprised if you're not going to be hanging iron. So, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, as you mentioned, Captain, we're looking at those storms coming into the Pacific coast here over the next just a few hours and into the next few days. Basically, we've got that atmospheric river again, and it looks like it's one of the strongest that we've seen, being driven by the strongest jet stream, I should say, that we've seen in years. It's actually bringing moisture all the way from Indonesia all the way to the California coast, and it's going to be a whopper, especially if you're in Northern California. We already had a lot of rain in the Bay Area. Recently, they had 5.5 inches of rain. That equals as much rain as they get in about one quarter of a year, all in one afternoon. So you get the idea. We've also had the Sacramento flooding. All these things are going to be exacerbated by the storms that will be coming in. Southern California, perhaps to a lesser extent, is also going to get steady rain, a lot of it, which can also cause flooding, but also hillsides as well can give way, as we've seen happen in the past. So we're going to be watching that very, very carefully. You mentioned about I-80 up in northern Nevada. We definitely are looking there at another winter storm that's arriving on Wednesday through Thursday, and looks like you're going to get some high winds there as well. So you want to be careful if you're heading out from Reno, heading up towards Winnemucca on I-80. Also, Captain, tonight, or this morning, rather, we've got some dense fog up in northern Montana covering most of the eastern part of Montana, especially I-94 as you head over towards North Dakota. Also, down in Wyoming, heading down I-25, you've definitely got dense fog advisory, and that's also going to branch off onto I-90 as you head over towards Gillette and South Dakota, and we continue with dense fog as well in parts of central Wyoming tonight. We've got some winds, high winds down in New Mexico. This is going to be east of Albuquerque. And then also we've got winter weather advisories that are going to be west of Denver coming out I-70. One of the things we want to tell our truckers about up on Cabbage, it looks like it's partly cloudy. It's not really wet, but visibility is being shown to be less than 500 feet. So you definitely want to be careful up there. More next hour, and back to the Captain.
That's called fog. Okay, halfway across North Dakota tonight, you've got fog, dense fog, almost all the way to Fargo, definitely on 94 coming out of Montana, and 90 coming down out of Rapid City, down into the southern part of South Dakota. You have dense fog as well, so be careful there. Over in the southeastern corner of South Dakota, we have a winter storm warning. That would include part of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and it goes over into Minnesota, where you've got snow around the Twin Cities, the winter storm warnings in the southwestern corner of Minnesota. We've got snow across Iowa tonight, northwestern corner of Iowa. We've got snow that continues over into Wisconsin, and a winter storm warning that's up there around Duluth, Minnesota, over into the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, and snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Now, we do have along Lake Michigan, Chicago ways, We've got fog from Chicago to the Iowa line. And then over the southern half of the lake, we have rain tonight and rain on the western shore of Michigan and the lower peninsula. Okay, moving on down to the south, we've got some rain in Louisiana. We've got some fog from New Orleans up around towards Mobile. And then the fog picks up again with rain intermixed with it all the way over towards Tallahassee, Florida. We do have some flooding going on tonight, flooding warnings in Louisiana as well as Mississippi coming towards Jackson. You've got several different thunderstorms, severe thunderstorm warnings in the area right now with thunderstorms approaching west to east going across towards Alabama. We've got rain in Alabama. We've got rain in the northern part of Georgia. All of that is moving to the north and the northeast. So you'll have rain throughout the night pretty much that away. It will be rain, though. It's not cold enough to snow, thank goodness. And then going up on Lake Erie, you're going to have some cold weather up there with a mixture of precipitation. Could be rain, could be freezing rain, could be a little sleet up there all the way across over towards Buffalo from Holy Toledo Land. And then you've got some fog coming out of Philadelphia and coming out of, let's see, west of Philadelphia over towards Harrisburg, going over into the southern part of Jersey, and then up I-95 all the way to Cape Cod, looks like. Northern part of Maine tonight, you've got some winter weather up there, and you've got some winter weather with snow in the northern part of New York from about Pulaski up to Watertown, and then all the way wraps around up towards Vermont, up along the Northway, so be advised of that. Now, it's going to be an interesting day in the south, so pay attention to your weather radios because there is going to be some bad weather. Could be some thunderstorms and tornadoes associated with what's going on right now in the deep south. So, Kyle, tell us about Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, you want to head on over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center near you. And when you stop in, be sure to join up with the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. Find it at pilotflyingj.com. You're going to be able to get rewards. And when you download the app, you're also going to be able to enjoy two free drinks every week and get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and great gear as well that they have at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Download it now and start with your savings and start shopping at pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and don't forget, when you hit the snack bar, when you hit the little deli that's there, they got some really good chicken wings, got some really good potatoes. They got those sliced deep-fried potatoes, and those are good. And, of course, they got some great salads there, too. So check it out, see what they have to offer. And I'm telling you right now, it could be the best snack you've had all night long. All right, folks, we're coming back with more Kyle Warren, too, and the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify and pay some of their bills. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.